President Bush sent his tax cut plan to Congress this week before the document had even arrived at the Capitol. Old partisan fault lines started appearing once again. Quite a turnaround from the first 2 weeks of the new administration when Mr. Bush pursued what was called a charm offensive to woo congressional Democrats with invitations to the White House, visits to their caucuses. Now, even some of the Democrats who had gladly gone to the White House for chats about bipartisanship are talking about returning to a hard line of opposition. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Congressman Major Owens, a New York Democrat, was among those marching up the White House driveway in the first days of the Bush presidency. Owens and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus accepted their invitation despite misgivings about Mr. Bush. But now Owens says he regrets having gone.
The meeting redounded to the president's benefit. He used it, spun it very well in his own favor, and made it appear that the discontent of the Congressional Black Caucus is all over and everything. We're friends now. It was a devastating experience for us, in my opinion.
Owens complains that for all his charm, President Bush has so far done little to show he wants to work with both parties. He chides Mr. Bush for having sent a tax cut proposal to Congress this week that, for Owens, gives far too much to the wealthiest elites. Republicans have returned the fire. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill called some Democratic complaints about the tax plan lunacy, while GOP leaders on the Hill accused Democrats of fomenting class warfare. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle says if there's warfare being waged, it's coming from the Republican camp.
You could argue that they're the ones that started class warfare by proposing a tax bill that has virtually no real assistance for lower and middle income people. That's a warfare that I think lower middle income people would be very concerned about.
Democrats complain that Mr. Bush, by being nice to them, has made them seem like bad sports when they oppose his agenda, criticizing his tax plan or voting against the cabinet nominations of John Ashcroft and Gail Norton. Senator Ken Conrad, a North Dakota Democrat, says the new president seems to expect only Democrats to make concessions.
My notion of compromise is when both sides give some ground. All I hear from the Bush administration about compromise is that we're supposed to accept their position.
Democrats do give Mr. Bush credit for having ventured onto their own turf when he stopped by Democratic Senate and House retreats last weekend. But while things went well with the senators, the president's visit behind closed doors with House Democrats at a ski resort in western Pennsylvania was, by most reports, a bit more tense. Bob Filner, a Democrat from San Diego, was at that meeting with Mr. Bush.
People were not overly bubbly. But we tried to be gracious and we tried to be civil, and the questioners were, I think, pre-selected who would be civil to him and who would ask questions that could be answered. It turned out he had some difficulty with even answering those.
Some of the most persistent questions came from Carolyn Maloney, a New York Democrat, who says she's not sure what kind of president Mr. Bush will turn out to be.
His rhetoric is very unifying, but then where does it go? And we will see as we go forward with debates before Congress on the census, on education, on the budget, whether he will only listen to his point of view or whether he'll come to a table and listen to all points of view and come up with a solution that has broad bipartisan support.
House Democrats have specifically asked Mr. Bush to intervene on their behalf in a bitter battle over membership on committees. In a chamber where Republicans hold barely 51% of the seats, they continue to hold much larger majorities on the committees. Ken Benson is a Texas Democrat who's so embittered he plans to boycott a bipartisan House retreat next month. He's upset at being denied a seat on the House Tax Writing Committee.
The president's going to have to understand that if Democratic members are upset and aren't willing to go out of their way to work with them, a lot of it is a result of the fact that we feel we're not treated very fairly in the House the way it's structured right now.
Indeed, some Democrats say it's time President Bush turned his considerable personal charm to getting members of his own party to show the kind of respect that he's shown Democrats. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.